Aaron Johnson.
Charlie Brown. I know who he is. The kid who's been in second grade for 4 decades. The youngest icon for balding men there ever has been. Yeah, I know who that kid is. But get this, I used to work as a clerk, tending the drawer, a corporate whore in a music store. I am poor and I need to pay my bills and I am chill until this woman with only 2 decades more of wrinkles on her face invades the parameters of my personal space. Today's case,
she wants to know what's on in-store play.
Okay. I was in a nostalgic mood, so I soothed my craving with Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Suite. A sweet gem packed to the brim with jazz synths that flatter my ears with piano patterns that parents actually allow their children to listen to. I look back over the counter and the woman is flabbergasted over the line I casted. Her mouth so wide like Monstro the Whale that she can't take the bait. And I wait for her brain fuel to replenish, which is apparently diminishing like a gas line in Phoenix. As she says, "But you're too young to know who Charlie Brown is." And she continues with, "Aren't the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles more up your alley?" I lost my ability to collaborate my brain hemisphere so I could decorate my next words. Excuse me, you bitch. But Bon Voyage Charlie Brown came out in the 80s, and I'd rather eat turtles in a half shell than watch them. But thank you for your insensitivity to the probability that some people aren't responsible for the bullshit that happens in this world. Thank you for your generation fighting a meaningless war in Vietnam. Thank you for your generation inventing LSD, infecting hippies, so we can watch John Lennon leave Paul McCartney for Yoko. Oh no, oh! Tell your parents they should zip their pants up because their baby boom doomed my chances of ever getting Social Security. I'm sorry. I apologize for my orgasm of sarcasm. It's just that I am sick of ageism. I just lost a promotion to someone that I've actually worked longer than because they had 20 more years of WTE wasting time experience. So like Charlie Brown, I know what it's like to have the football pulled before you kick it. But Charlie Brown never got mad. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.